in. So West in the Mess is a mental health segment or just health segment about Wesley.
Yes.
Anybody else is willing to share, but I feel like sharing my adventures in this space, if it helps the Black community.
Because it's kind of new for you.
Anybody to go, right, you know, because in the Black world, it's always like you go to the doctor when you're about
to. Is this your first therapy experience? Is this your first?
I haven't had that yet. I'm working there.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
So, what can I ask real quick? What
I'm going to give an update first. I'm going to give an update okay. for
Where
those
we
who know.
Where we at?
So, the update was, you know, I decided to go get tested. And for STDs, you know, STIs, whatever they call it now, sexual transmitted infections, what do they call it? Yeah. So, yeah, I went to do that, and a friend of mine told me to go to a place to do it for free, because every time I go to a PCP to do it, it's always, it's almost like pulling teeth to try to get it done.
Like, why do you
okay.
need that?
So
none
you,
of your business. Just
so,
do
so I
okay,
went,
so you did that.
So I did that, and through that, you know, the whole rigmarole of my health and things that I've already known about have come up to play, so I decided that, you know, I was going to work on all that.
Do a full body evaluation of your health?
Boom. Nice. So we did that, and I had to then go back and get on some things, so I decided I wanted to get on PrEP.
Okay.
I did that.
Explain what PrEP is. Everybody
doesn't okay.
know
so,
what that is.
I guess I... Okay. That's not what I wanted to get into, but okay, fine. So PrEP is a... it's a pill. It's a drug that people can take to limit their risk of being exposed and contracting HIV. Yeah. And I say HIV because people will just say AIDS, and AIDS is based on a T cell count. So you don't have AIDS unless you have HIV.
So you decided to get on PrEP.
Right. So I decided to get on PrEP. Okay. To... You're not going to rush me, so you just might as well have a seat over here. So I decided to get on PrEP, and they actually have two forms. So they have the Truvada pill and the SCOVI pill. The Truvada pill is like a horse pill. The SCOVI pill is like maybe half the size of it, and it has less risk, and it does less to your liver and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. So if anyone's looking to do that, there's two pills now. Get into it. So did all that. And the process of going back and doing this shit, I've probably given so much blood work that I know the blood blank is probably going to blow me up because I have the type of blood that everybody can get. But I can only get mine back. So we'll just keep it at that. So now I have pills to take because I was deficient in some vitamins. And
happens for Black men
right,
of our age.
Deficient in certain things that require more attention. So my blood pressure was an issue. So I'm on a blood pressure pill.
Okay.
I'm, of course, taking my PrEP. I was deficient in vitamin D.
Almost every Black man over 30 is deficient in vitamin D.
So I am now taking...
But you'll come off that.
Well, I don't know if I should because...
No, they'll tell you when you can.
Right,
but
right.
you'll eventually come
right.
off.
Right, so I take vitamin D on top of a regular mineral supplement. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And... and so I take... a vitamin, blood pressure, vitamin D, something else.
Is this a
show? What?
Go ahead.
I think, and let me ask you a question about the blood pressure, why you think about that. Is this a situation where, like, after certain changes, you'll come off of that pill as well?
That's what I want out of this. I don't want to keep taking pills.
What prompted you to want to get on PrEP? Like, what prompted you to want to do
that?
Let's get a man that's sexually active. I think.
Okay, no.
It's not about
time
being
out.
Sexually active, but, like,
it
this
is
a new medical advancement, and I haven't even heard about it. And that's like
you're
messed
straight
up.
Because they don't care.
And why is that the case?
Well, actually, I feel like everyone,
if
you're
you
sexually active, period, you should
be
on it, period.
I'm a straight woman. Like, why is that
but
marketing?
Straight
so
women can take PrEP as well.
Yeah.
Exactly, and I'm saying I have not heard anything
but
about
it's
it.
Marketed specifically
to
gay
men
for
why
the most part
the
because of
we have a higher chance
exposure
of
risk, right?
Especially Black gay men.
Because you think about it, if the gay community, a lot of times, let's just keep it real. If you are a gay person who identifies as gay in a lot of areas of the country and or world, you will be kicked out of your homes and or, you know, domiciles.
Now I see.
So therefore, you do not have the money or the finances or the job or the influence or the amount of money to get health care. So therefore, you were out there just dipping in and doing
well,
it. And
so
well,
taking away from that, it's more, in my opinion, that is one good
that's
opinion.
One because people
but
are
another
risky.
Opinion is that
yeah.
a lot of gay men are very especially younger gay men are
very sexually
risky.
Active
they don't wrap it up They go out there, you know.
Our educational systems teach abstinence and not so protecting themselves.
Gay men, men specifically gay men, have a higher chance of contracting HIV. So it's marketed more towards gay men. And that's why gay men usually take it to be preventative. Mm-hmm. But it can be used by anyone, male, female, black, white, whatever, to prevent the contraction of HIV.
So, if you should talk to your healthcare providers about it. So that's where we are with that. Oh, and I found out also that I needed a hepatitis vaccination. The next round. So I have to go back for a series of shots to get my hepatitis vaccine. Even though I've had one prior to, but it wore off.
It's out of date.
So didn't even think that was something I needed to get again. Once again, I am not that manly inclined to work in data.
Shit, I just realized that right now.
So this is why I'm having the conversation. Right. So everyone, you should go get blood work done. So I went and did that. So then, you know, dealing with fucking taking pills. Okay. Every day I have to do it at the same time, else I don't remember that I've done it. Just this morning, I had to think about, did I take my pills yesterday?
Like birth control?
It doesn't have to be at the same time, like birth control.
No, I agree. I think that's a valid point. I think that's a very valid point because women are conditionalized to have to be responsible at an age when men do not have to be.
That's the whole conversation we had last week.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, boom. So from that point on, I'm already at a disadvantage.
20 years later, you trying to remember to take a pill. Girl's been doing
it. Right. Years. So I have to years. So it's like, get up in the morning before I wash my ass, you got to take your pills.
Right.
So it's in that same rotation. So that means if I didn't take my pills, I ain't wash my ass. So that's why I have to do it that way. That's just me. The rest of y'all do how you want to out there.
No.
So
however to make you remember.
So the pill situation is driving me crazy. And because now I have another month before I have to go back for this shot, we're going to reevaluate my blood work. So that means if I'm going to take this seriously, that means there's certain diet, exercise, all the whole thing, you know, gamut. Because there's so many things going at me at once of things that I want to discuss, we can't do it all in one session. Mm-hmm. So that goes into, we'll get there, some of the results and stuff, and how you have to, I think, suggesting things that may work, but I'm just talking about what works for me.
Right.
So my results came back, and that's when I found I'm deficient in certain things. And since I was deficient in those certain things, I've been talking to a lot of people about, like, okay, I've been working on my health. These are things that are going on with me. I am making changes that are now making people turn their head a little bit sideways, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you don't usually order this, then the third, blah, blah, blah. And I'm happy that I am speaking about it. And I'm talking to friends and people that I trust, because what I'm finding out is a lot of people are having the same issues.
And don't do it.
Same issues. Boat. And so, like, they'll ask me medications, and I'll just say, no, not that one, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, blah. And I'm like, yeah, that one. They've already been on a gamut. So I feel like that I'm
like
on,
the whole vitamin D thing.
Right. The core. Right. Years I've been. The course of that.
You know more about vitamin D than I do.
So that, you know, is very, been very helpful to me.
You get a lot
of
vitamin D from the sun, but our melanin blocks that.
Right. And since we live in Pittsburgh and we don't get a lot of sun.
We have no melanin.
And I'm not used to, like, you know, my seasonal depression kicking in or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So
we'll put that on another episode of mental health. West with
right.
Mess.
Well, that's when I'm hopefully start doing the therapy. So my biggest concern is, you know, checking my blood pressure. I fucking got a cuff. Did that. That drives me nuts. It's almost like checking your weight every day.
The anxiety of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because every morning is high.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, shit, what's happening to me? I'm not eating. I'm just sleeping. My body should be at rest.
Well, part of it is the fact that you're anticipating having to take your blood pressure.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Escalates. It's kind of like when you have to go to, like, when people don't like the doctors and have to go to a doctor's appointment.
White coat syndrome.
Right.
Exactly. So it's like trying to.
So just readjust for it.
What? Yes. I said to myself, let's not take it every day. Let's do it at certain times and different days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but what it has done is my fighting back is I know that in the morning it's probably going to be high and it's going to make me upset. My counteract is, well, fine. I'm going to get up and I'm going to do some push-ups and some sit-ups and some squats. So I have been doing that twice a day, every day. What are you? Anyway, so that is like my kind of like thing to do, a little bit extra exercise in between.
You should make a blog of all of the things that you do to kind of help regulate your blood pressure, because you're not the only one. Like, what, white coat syndrome? Like, I have that every time I go to the doctors.
They know
I have
that
blood pressure. So if you if they're asking somebody to regulate their
health,
you know when my blood pressure goes up?
Come on.
As soon as I enter the doctor's office.
No, when I'm standing at the checkout and I gotta pull out my debit card, even though I know I got the money, I'm always anxious about the fact that it might get declined and I'm embarrassed.
Exactly.
And my blood pressure
goes up. Because I have an
HSA. I'm dead serious. I'm not even joking.
Because I have an HSA.
Every fucking time.
I have an HSA and I have one account specifically for paying for my health. And if they decide the system wants to shut down or they're having an off rate that is off, bitch. And I'm sitting there like,
I'll go and swipe my card for a fucking 20-ounce bottle of pop.
And be nervous.
And I'm like, let me check.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. And I know I have the money. Like, I know for a fact I have this money.
We're conditioned. We are conditioned to be in a position
and
of...
like, no, pay attention to your money.
I get nervous every time.
I'm not cutting, like, Wes off with your, like, health thing. Because that's an important thing. When it comes to health, healthcare costs matter. Right?
Yeah, I have an HSA as well.
Like, I get that too, but again, we are conditioned to feel so privileged because we are able, like, ooh, it's not going to get declined this time.
No,
but,
I've had it declined, and you know why? Because then I check the email.
It being declined.
And like, that's a problem.
Having that had happened to me enough times in life.
I'm sitting in a room with how many medals sitting up on the wall.
It don't matter. True. Once it happens to you, once
and
you
I have a good job. I have two good jobs, and I'm trying to get
this is the
income stream going as well. But the bottom line is, there is a certain, I think it's the ancestors on my shoulders, like, you know, we were broke before, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we were broke before. And I'm like, shit, my hand is shaking, putting it in. And it's like, and I'm waiting for it to say approve, remove card. And I'm like, when it say remove card, I'm like, yes, bitch,
I knew
I had this money.
The fact of the matter is, and here's my main issue, and this is where I want to just, Wes, you can, I'm sorry, could tie in your politicking, but my politicking for this week is number one, as a millennial, as an educated millennial who has been privileged,
you cut in the West in the mess.
Who has been privileged enough to have the experience of family the same way that Wes, you do. You have come from a line of educated patriarchs. Dante, you too. All of the people sitting in this room have accolades beyond anything that's even sitting up on these walls, but yet and still we find ourselves having to kind of scavenger and look for ulterior ways
and
of
always
supplementing our income and feeling like we're in a position where we are the ones who are in need when that's not the case. And I don't like that dialogue, and that's what I want to change.
We'll save that for another segment. Like this is Wes in the mess. Like,
I know,
come
I'm
on,
sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Like,
go ahead.
So with that happening, like, I do sit-ups and push-ups, it's now it's payback, because I was like, I know my shit's going to be high, it's going to piss me off, this is the best way for me to get it, like, I'll get myself together, and, like, Tay has offered and asked me to come join a gym with him, and I think it'll be beneficial, because A, I don't know what the hell I'm doing in a gym, B, it's circuit training, right, is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
So that means I'm constantly going to be working this entire body
constantly
out.
Moving,
and then
all
I have,
parts of your body,
so, you know, so that will be
and you'll, have, you'll be working out with a friend, so it's not as hard to do
right.
When you're by yourself.
So because of that, you know, because of the results, you know, listening to the phone call, first of all, it was nice to get a call from your actual PCP and have a conversation with
instead
them about
the
your results, you know, instead of the nurse. You know, mm-hmm. She's like on the phone. She was like, happy I picked up. And you could tell in her voice, I was like, I'm about to get some bad news. So some of the blood work came back like in a situation where she was like, you need to really hit diet and exercise hard. And she said, and I say exercise, meaning like something is going to cause you to sweat.
Yeah.
Like for a period of time. Because mm-hmm. She's like, people will just go and do stuff. And I was listening. I just took it in. And she was like, you still there, Mr. Jones? I was like, yes, I'm there. I'm here. I'm in this. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to divert. So I said, okay, blood pressure is something is an issue that I want to keep looking at. Let's do some research. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know I have all these skills how to do this, I have a history degree, let me just go ahead and do some research. So I'm looking certain foods, like bananas. Certain dairies, apricots, oranges, some other type of things will lower your blood pressure. Meditation and yoga is two things that specifically also mentioned. I already stopped smoking. I stopped smoking cigarettes 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
So my biggest concern is, which leads me to like what my worries are, is like, well, damn, I've already lost weight, cut cigarettes, changed habits, and my blood pressure is at this. Mm. Like, and I'm taking medication now. Now, this will be the first full week I'm on blood pressure meds. And I'm like, I ain't seeing nothing happen going down. In fact, I'm actually seeing my blood pressure get worse.
You worried about it.
Right. So it's just like certain things where it's just like I have to talk about it because I need to know that I'm not going crazy because I don't want to come off this test.
I don't want to like take away from Wes and the mess, but like I want you to know that like we're in the same boat. So like I feel like you're stressing out.
I've noticed a lot of people say that. It's crazy, to me.
But like we're in the same boat. Like last appointment I had back in June, my doctor told me that my blood pressure was elevated, not enough to need a pill yet. But that's why I was joined the gym, and I was like, I'm going to start working. She was basically like, look, you're going to lose like 20 pounds. And
I got to lose more than that. She told me that was unrealistic. She said, but I'm just telling you what the chart says. That's what she said to me.
And it was like, it wasn't even based off like BMI. It was literally based off my blood pressure. And they're like, if you lose like 20 pounds, your blood pressure will come back into a normal range, blah, blah, blah. So like, I've been trying to do that. But what I also need to do is basically what you're saying, and I'm glad you're bringing it up, is diet. Pay attention to what I'm eating as well. I had no idea that bananas and apricots and all those other things you mentioned reduce blood pressure. I had no idea. Now I do. I have bananas sitting out there just because I fucking like bananas and I'm making banana pudding.
Two of my homies.
I was
going to
say, what can you make with bananas and apricots? And
I don't think you should be eating banana pudding. Right.
It's Thanksgiving. Sorry.
But like, two of my homies who have been like really on a health kick have been helping me. They were like, just tell us your results, like, if you don't mind. And we've shared a whole lot. Like, they've been very, like, helpful, especially with the mental health stuff like that. And their information they had on just, like, me talking about vitamin D, they were like, Wes, you already talk about how you feel like the season affects you there.
Yep.
You don't have sun there very lot. And this, that, and the third. He said, and you have no windows in your office. He was
I was
like,
about to say, do you have any windows?
I have no windows in my office.
Okay. Yeah.
He was like, that little bit is not going to do. I said, all right, I'm going to double up on this and do that, blah, blah, blah. He's like, because it needs to, like, you know, it wasn't that low, but it was low enough.
Right.
And meanwhile, they were like, yeah, I'm on this amount, this amount.
It's a normal thing for us anyway.
So, right. So they were they've been super, super helpful. Shout out to Dan and Bobby. Because
I was concerned when they told me that I was vitamin D deficient too. I was like, oh my God, like, what do you mean? And they were like, you're a black male, you're over 30.
I had talked about depression, and she said at this point I would consider you kind of mild. And that's when she did give me a card to one of the therapists there or whatever. And
vitamin D will help too.
Right. And she said that. So that's why I have been feeling way more better and a little bit more ambitious. Like, it has, like, there has been a change, but I have to try to find the wins when I can. Now, what has helped? Talking to friends. Being very open about working on a health journey has been something that's been very positive, a reaction that I've been having. So that is something that I'm probably going to keep doing. So if I annoy you about it, it's only because I just want to be here a little bit longer. So I'm just saying, like, if I'm ordering, like, I've changed my drink orders. I've been cutting back on how late I stay out. I'm trying to, you know, cut back on going out as much. Like, spending that time doing other things, like, I've been able now to.
Rest.
Yes. Well, I had to talk about another neck issue because that's what's stopping some rest. But that brings me to the next thing was like speaking. When you go in to speak to a professional, I think it's very good to have an outlining of what you want to discuss in that visit. I know a lot of people just want to go in and get out. But for me, like, I've realized going in for one thing, because of how the business world operates and how the physician needs to operate with you. My physician luckily has explained, like, you know what, I can do this for today because that's what you came in for. But right now, because of how they schedule and how things are, I cannot see you for this without charging your insurance so that we have it a certain way.
Okay.
So they always say, luckily at this place, like, what do you want to talk to so-and-so about? Like, this will be brought up in your thing, but not everything unless you say so. Mm-hmm. So I list things. So that was the first couple. And next time I go back for these results, I'm just going to be like, all right, girl, now it's the third, fourth time I'm back here. So at this point, I'm just going to let it all unfold. These are my actual concerns with my health that due to my family history that my family has brought to me, thankfully, about that. I also want to discuss, how do I go about doing these things? What are the tasks involved in doing that? What do I need, a referral or a reference? So just making the time allowable in your visits, I think, also is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still have...
you don't know what you're going to be faced with.
Right. And then I just need to get... They say if you speak it into fruition, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something. Maybe something will happen that will fall that I can get this damn medical card because I need it. I think that is it.
So in turn, okay, just to wrap it up. In terms of how do you feel about, like, your mental? Because this is like the first opportunity that I guess like you're actually taking the steps and like making the initiatives to engage in your mental health, how accessible do you feel like it's been for you? Like, do you feel like it's something easy?
Okay, so
do you feel like it's something easy?
No, mental health. Okay, the thing is with mental health is that I have recognized, and I'm talking for myself, is like we are having this big conversation currently in society about mental health. Trying to look for and figuring out how it is probably the most difficult thing. It's almost as difficult as trying to get testing, but testing now is like most people have an issue and they go in. But it's like, so I asked her, I said, do I need a referral? I don't even know if I need one. And it's based on my insurance. And so I was like, well, that's complicated because if somebody needs to see somebody, wait a minute. So I didn't need one based on my insurance. She's like, you don't need one. So I looked and I did my research. Their website says specifically that they only had therapy sessions for people who are HIV positive. And I was like, well, I'm not HIV positive. So, I mean, HIV negative. So it's like, positive. And I understand that. That's a great deal that you're decided, like, listen, we want you to talk to somebody. We want you to go through, you know, all the steps you need in order to be a mentally healthy and a physically healthy person due to you having this disease. So I asked her about it thinking, I said, you know, no, that she was just basically like, well, we can give you to so-and-so, like, blah, 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 like, offered it. And I don't know if maybe it was for free services or what, because I have insurance. But I was just thinking they don't have that services provided to anyone outside of that realm. And that wasn't the case. So it's like wording, insurance is a little bit different, but then taking that step to go. And that has been the hardest. Like, I have the card. I have not called to make an appointment because my biggest concern right now is making sure that my blood work comes back. I just want to make sure I'm putting in the best effort with regards to my blood work. I don't know. I just want to know that I put in the work. Whatever results are, I can't say I didn't try. You know, because she did tell me that you could be an athlete, you know, and do all that and still have high blood pressure or whatever it is. Like,
here's what genetics. I want to talk about. You're not a doctor, right? So
no.
Whatever they talk about your blood work, whether it's high or low, what was it that prompted you to decide that, like, hey, I want to have a conversation about my blood work? And was it difficult for you? Because we talk about all the time.
I can tell you what it was.
And we talk about the issues with trying to find a mental health care provider and finding a therapist that you identify with and finding, like, I know me personally, my therapist is a woman who I've had a relationship with for like 3 years and we're cool and cool. Right. So when it comes to you making the decision, it's like, I don't want to go tit for tat about medicine because I'm not a doctor. But what is it that prompts you,
I can tell you,
to getting into?
So what happened to me was when I went in to get tested, I said I wanted to get on PrEP. To get on PrEP, you have to have blood work done. And so they said if you do it at the same time, they can use a regular testing for your PrEP testing. You still have to come in for the counseling. So I said, cool. Did that. Came in for the counseling. They take vitals. Because they have to run blood work to make sure that, A, you don't have HIV to start it. And if you have any STDs, that you get those cleared up. So going forward, they teach you about healthy, like, sex education, about what the pill will do to eliminate, you know, help you not contract HIV. But they want you to be the healthiest form possible before you get on it. And to make sure that your organs are working and functioning so that the PrEP won't have a discomfort to you. So when I heard vitals were being taken, blood pressure got brought up. Homegirl was like, the nurse was like, have you had any issues with regards to your blood pressure? And I said, yes, it's been a thing. Because I'm not going to lie at this point. I came in to start the whole
thing. Okay, I'm sorry. Real quick. When you just said you shouldn't lie, I have been subject to lying to my healthcare professionals. And I just wanted to real quick before you got a little bit too far down that alley. If you are anybody who is going in to get medical treatment, do not lie to your professional.
That's my point.
Please don't do that. I have been that person. That is a bad idea.
They all know when I come in.
Don't do that.
They know me as a certain person that I'm just like, listen, right. They're like, do you do any drugs? I was like, marijuana. Does that count? She was like, it's a drug. I said, not in every state. And she laughed, but.
So the point is, when you go into these things, like, there's a level of seriousness that you need to take. And I think there's a fear, I think that you're kind of highlighting, which is, you feel obligated to not necessarily expose, quote unquote, yourself as
X, Y, and Z. Trust. It's trust because, I could just go to another PCP, But the trust was given to me when I told her the first time I was in there and she told me about blood pressure after my prep appointment. She came back in the room and said, listen, you told me about your history with trying to get a PCP and how it didn't work out for you and the anxiety it caused you. You could get a PCP appointment here. I'll be your PCP. I'm just no pressure. She didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? She knew I was going to leave out that place and probably so not come
what,
back.
What do you think our job is now then? As people who have a platform,
I would say this is what I would say. Everyone,
what's your takeaway?
This is my takeaway. Since we're coming up on the holidays and you have Thanksgiving and Christmas, my takeaway is sit down and talk to your family about your health.
Good idea.
Because if I had not had conversations with my uncles about some of their health situations, and currently, you know, because of my father and other people in my family, I wouldn't be so worried about things. But there are things that you don't even know about that exist in your family that you should be talk about. So other than talking about politics and stuff like that, yeah, bring that up. But let's talk about the health of the Black family. Mm-hmm. What is going on? What is genetically in our blood? And let's have that conversation because you might be at risk. And if it's something you can
prevent,
mm-hmm. let's go do it. Yep. And I'm trying. It's not easy. This is why I'm sharing mine. It's not easy. This is why
we talk about it.
Yeah.
That's why we politic. Yes.
All right. Thank you guys. Bye. See you next month on the West and the Mess.